Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone, to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. I'm Joshua Simmons here this morning with Coach Brindley. Pisgah season comes to an end last night at Pisgah Memorial Stadium as they lose to Smoky Mountain 27-14. And, Coach, first of all, just when that night happens, you always kind of think first to your seniors and what they meant to this program.
You do. You want to make sure you speak directly to them after the game. Thank them for their sacrifice and for all that they did for the program, whether it was playing 1 year or playing 4 years. You want to make sure you let those kids know how much you appreciate what they did and the sacrifice. And I think that you try to explain to them that not everybody can play this game. Not everybody can make those commitments and be there each and every day and give up a lot of their summer to be there. So you want to make sure they know how appreciated they are.
Coach, our first drive, we got the football first, and we moved the ball fairly well there, had a penalty, and kind of hurt herself, and that seemed to be the theme for us kind of all night. We were able to move the ball between the 20s pretty well, and then we would have either shoot ourselves in the foot in some way. And, you know, coming off of last week's big win, just seemed like we couldn't get things kind of going offensively the right way we had all year.
You know, really, really made it difficult. We had to do some adjustments just from a signaling standpoint. You know, obviously they knew everything that we do, and you know, there were some things they didn't know, but we wanted to make sure that we had, you know, the entirety of our offense. So we were on bands. We were trying to do something that was completely different to make sure we weren't being picked, and they didn't know what was coming on each and every snap. Hard to get in a rhythm when you're doing that, when you're trying to do something different to protect your signals, and we were able to protect them. They never picked anything, but it just made things different. It made for the rhythm to be a little bit different.
Defensively, in the first quarter, Coach, big plays hurt us, just a couple big plays. That's something that we've been able to take advantage of all season, and if you look at the first match with Smoky, both teams had big plays, but unfortunately this time we were unable to kind of respond to those big plays. But they got some big athletes over there that made some big plays.
They do. They, you know, that opening drive, they end up going, I guess, 99 yards for the touchdown. And to be able to score on the big play, I guess it was a 55, 56-yard run, something in that vicinity, really hard to bring down in the open field when that kid got going.
For sure. Coach, you want to speak just a minute about, you know, your senior quarterback. You're the play caller, and how the relationship that was all year long and how – good of a job that kid did. You know, Aaron Clark, he was efficient last night. Didn't have a touchdown pass, but he was very efficient. But the way you even mentioned it kind of off air a little while ago, how he manages the game, and what a privilege that was to have that kid your first year as a play caller here at Pisgah High School.
It was a privilege. Just, you know, from a leadership standpoint, he did everything that we asked him to do, from a commitment standpoint, just from a work ethic standpoint. He was a tremendous kid and a tremendous player, and really had a great season, and I was very happy for him to be able to see him go out beating Tuscola senior year and to do the things that he did offensively. You know, really just it speaks to his athletic ability and his game understanding.
Yes, he just controlled the game. We talked all year about adversity when things would happen, fourth and longs, and he always seemed to just stay calm and smooth and kept everybody on track to do what they needed to do. And another senior on the other side of the football that definitely wanted to mention for a minute, and that's senior linebacker Carter Browning. Classy move by you guys to actually get him in the end zone there at the end of the game from his running back position. But, you know, leading tackler by the conference by far, and not only by Pisgah's standards, but what a senior athlete. And I know you could see it in his eyes last night. He knew that was the last time he was going to put on that jersey, and it means a lot to those kids. They spent a lot of time up there in that weight room and in that program. Just speak to his leadership on the other side of the ball.
Completely bought in from day one, and I think that's the first thing that stands out. And I told my wife, I said, you know, you always have a top five kid that you know, you enjoy coaching, and Carter's probably in that list for me. Just top five favorite kid that you ever got to coach, and he's in that list, and just a tremendous player, a great kid, going to do great things at the next level when he gets an opportunity to play.
Yeah, just a great football player and a great leader for this football team. Coach, we just ran into Smoky Mountain for the second time last night. They seem to be extremely on fire right now. You know, they've not lost a football game since the last time we beat them over there. And, you know, the two evenly matched football teams. And I think, you know, we have to give them some props for how they're playing right now. And they look to make a run in these playoffs.
They are. They're playing really well. They've started to figure things out offensively, kind of with what they can do. Obviously, they're not going to throw the ball very well, but they can certainly line up and bloody people's nose. And the big back downhill, and the quarterback is so elusive and electric in the open field, you know, for him to be able to go over 100 yards as well, really just gives them kind of a two-headed monster.
Coach, our big play of the night was Matthew Mahaffey's pick six, and just another great play by that kid. Our defense in the second half really played better, we thought, made some adjustments, started hitting them better at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, and you look at that defensive front, you got a lot of juniors up there that started to figure things out, some of your linebackers other than Carter Jr. So you look at that side of the football and you feel good going into next season.
Really do. Felt like our defense played phenomenal in the second half. Just, I think, limited them compared to what their offensive stats were in the first half. We limited them significantly. And, you know, to be able to make those adjustments at halftime and to become better tacklers and, you know, to be able to get off the field some on third down was big for our defense. And very excited about the future because, like you said, those kids up front pretty much are all juniors. I think we had one kid that was a senior that got significant time on the defensive line. So the future's bright if they will work hard and buy in.
We'll be back to recap the rest of the season and also talk about the upcoming next year's season with Coach Brindley here on the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. You're listening to WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Welcome back to Coach Ricky Brindley Show here at the Black Bear Cafe. And, Coach, not even 24 hours yet to reflect, and I'm sure you'll take time to do that. But, you know, your first full season as the Pisgah head football coach, a lot went on. And just speak to, you know, some of the highlights of the season and what you saw from your kids and your staff and what a cool experience it was for you.
It was a really cool experience just to be back in this place. Obviously, it's a place I have a lot of love for and just, you know, a great deal of commitment to. So to be able to see the success and to see our kids come through some things from an adversity standpoint and to see a lot of our kids just continue to get better and better and better as football players and know they've got bright futures and just tremendous season. Very grateful, very appreciative of all the people that behind the scenes do a lot that people don't know about, whether it's setting up pregame meals or, you know, feeding our kids on Wednesday nights and just being a part of this program in their own special way really makes it enjoyable, makes it go in, you know, more ways than one. So to be able to be a part of that was very great and, you know, looking forward to what this program can do in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you won 8 football games, Coach, and that's nothing to be, you know, slacked upon by no means. You won a big football game at Franklin. You won the big conference rivalry, beat Smoky Mountain the first time. So, you know, you feel like you have a definite successful season. You split a conference championship. And you know, in the midst of all that, you saw your football field go under a record flood again here in the town. And the way you led through that, the way you spoke about your players that led through that and the adversity, definite hats off to your staff and all of you guys did to make that, you know, those kids feel like they had a successful season. And they did. They should feel like they have had a successful football season in 2024.
Definitely. You know, I'd like to speak to our staff because we've just got a tremendous staff. It's definitely probably the best staff I've ever been a part of. You know, you got a lot of guys that you just, you know, they're going to do their job. You trust them to do their job, and they get it done. And you don't have to worry about, are they preparing the right way? Are they doing what they need to do to make sure in practice we've got a great plan and we've put things together in the right way? Just a great staff, and I'm very grateful for those guys and the relationships that come along with that. I think, you know, we sometimes lose sight of the fact that yes, we are in a battle on a weekly basis, but we're doing it with people that we care a great deal about, and we just continue to grow closer and closer and closer together. And you know, it speaks a lot to the relationships and the friendships that we have.
And I think you saw that a lot with what you go through when a season like this, when you have that 2 weeks off due to a flood, and you know, the people you guys were able to reach out to, the staff, you guys leading that as leading young men, becoming men, and that speaks to that, those relationships. It's a lot easier to go through that when you have that tight-knit group.
It is. It is. It's much easier. You can lean on each other. You know that other person's going to be right there with you no matter what you're going through. And hopefully our kids can see that, and our kids can learn from that type of thing, and to be able to do that with their own teammates, just like we did when we went through some of our local people's homes or their teammates' home to help them clean it out and stuff. They can see the importance of being able to lean on one another in times of need.
Coach, you had an opportunity in the first segment to brag on a couple seniors, Carter Brown, Aaron Clark. You're going to lose some other playmaker seniors as well, one of them being Jake Lowry, who led us with touchdown receptions for the season. I want to speak to some of those other playmakers, Jake and Kenyon on the outside.
Yeah, Jake and Kenyon had great years. You know, Jake, from a reception standpoint, led us in receptions, led us in touchdowns, led us in yards, just did a really good job. And I can't brag enough on him, just how he came to work every day. You never questioned his effort, his work ethic. You never questioned his commitment. He was just one of those guys that no matter what we called on the perimeter, he went and got it done, and he gave great effort doing it. So it was just tremendous to be able to see that. Kenyon's a kid that battled through an unfortunate injury there in the preseason, and to be able to commit to getting it fixed in as timely a matter as he could, and he did that for one reason. He did that so he could get back on the field. A lot of people would have made a decision to go ahead and have the long-term surgery and be out for 6 to 7 months, but Kenyon chose to be a part of this team and to be able to come back and play conference play and really give us a big pickup on both sides of the ball, because he's a two-way starter. Just speaks to him and who he is.
Yeah, a couple of the plays they made, I will, you know, my first year calling physical football, I'll never forget the catch that Jake made at Smoky Mountain when he had his helmet knocked off in the corner of that end zone. And he made plays like that for us all season and definitely brought a lot of excitement to the Pisgah High School offense. Coach, you're also going to graduate some guys up front, your linemen. I think you've got four or five of those, and they were big players on this team, and they came to work every day and really worked hard.
They did. They bought into what we were trying to do, and you know, just I think continued to get better and better and better, and it really showed. I think the first time we played Smoky Mountain before the floods, when we were able to run it, throw it, basically do whatever we wanted to that night, and really felt like our offensive line played the most complete game of the season there. They executed at a high level everything that we were doing, you know, and just very proud of those kids. Proud of who they are as people. They're great kids. They're coachable kids. You know, you didn't have any kind of issues with back talking or uncoachability. They just listened, and they did what you asked them to do to the best of their ability. And I'm really going to miss those kids and just, you know, who they are as people.
Coach, another person I wanted to get you brag on, senior. I mean, I've not been doing this. You know, this is my first year doing this. I've been around high school football a long time, but 100% extra points It's not something I think you see very often in high school football. And we couldn't remember last night when me and Caleb were recapping the game, a Dom Messer miss from an extra point all season. That was super special for us as a football team.
Yep, that was very special. To be able to do that, to basically be automatic. And until he missed a field goal last night, he had not missed a kick all year. He ended up, ended the season 4-for-5 on field goals, and I think it was something like 38-for-38 on PATs. I mean, something crazy like that. And, you know, that's, he was automatic. And to, you know, to have a kicker like that, that, that you trust, that you feel like can go get you points anytime he steps on the field is a big deal. And I think the thing that stands out with Dom is, you know, obviously we know he's a good soccer player, and he spent so much time working on his craft. He wasn't one of those guys that just kicked on the side because we needed him to do it. He truly wanted to get better at it, and he truly wanted to be a guy that we could count on, and his teammates counted on him without question, and he was very successful.
You could see his relationship with the underclassmen, too. You know, he had a long snapper who was a freshman, and the way he took that kid under his wing, and they could hang out, and they became buddies this season. That's always cool to see. It's something you get to see in high school sports.
It really is. Sometimes, you know, I think particularly on a college field, you see that quite a bit with the specialists becoming really tight with the long snappers and holders and things like that and punters. But to be able to see Dom and Colby become friends and work on their craft together was neat to see.
Yeah, and they were a special group all year, and we were, as we said, perfect from PATs, and we didn't miss a long snap in the punt game either. We'll be back to preview a little bit of next season and talk about some things that Coach Brindley and his staff will do in the offseason. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back to the Black Bear Cafe here with Coach Ricky Brindley on the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. And coaches, we, you know, you always hate to do this show. It's the one you don't look forward to doing, last one of the season. But you do start to look ahead, and, you know, you don't want to go there yet, but you start to think, hey, we had some sophomores and some juniors that were really impact players on this football team this year that are going to do some big things for us next season.
We do, and I think, you know, how we approach the offseason is important. It's extremely important every year to make sure that we've got a great plan moving forward in the weight room. We've got a great plan moving forward outside of the weight room in terms of spring practice and summer and that type of stuff, and really make sure our kids understand the importance of the offseason and how you get better as an individual player, but you also get better collectively as a team. And I think the one thing that we really we've got to make sure we focus on is how we handle adversity, and we've got to be able to put our kids in adverse situations, in the weight room, situations where they're almost doomed to fail, and you know, they've got to fight through it, they got to battle through it, they got to find a way through it. So we work on plans like that, and to try to make sure our kids have the best opportunity they can to grow as a player.
Coach, it's changed a lot even since you've been coaching. We have an off season now. Some kids will play some other sports for sure, but you know, that, like you said, you're always in that weight room. There's not really an off season as far as we're not always working to get better. And then you'll start spring. You'll have that two weeks, correct? A spring ball that gets you ready for your summer stuff.
We do, and a lot of that is tentative because it's based on. You know, when the baseball schedules, how they kind of fall, how the track state championships fall, how the golf state championships fall. With Matthew Mahaffey, we always try to work around that because of him to make sure he doesn't miss spring practice. So we really try to find that window. You know, you've got the dead period, I think, 10 days before the end of basically or the start of final exams. So you try to make sure you find that window. And there's lots of hoops to jump through to make sure you get all of that done. But we want to make sure our kids play everything they can play. I think it's important for them to play basketball or wrestle or, you know, run track and stuff like that. So we make sure our kids get an opportunity to do that. But you always continue to work in the weight room just like we do during season.
Coach, you talked a little bit off air. You and I were talking. We're not sure yet what it's going to look like from a conference standpoint. Is that correct? Next year, for folks that do not know, is when the state is going to go to 8 classifications across North Carolina, and we will not find that information out until, you think, maybe January?
Yeah, it's probably looking like January, February before they really start putting conferences together. Puts everybody in the state behind when it comes to scheduling non-conference games simply because you don't know how many you're going to need. Are you going to need 2? Are you going to need 4? Are you going to need 5? You don't know, and we really don't know who our conference opponents are going to be. It could stay the same, and there could be a combination conference, a 5A, 4A, you know, where Franklin, West Henderson, North Henderson, and Smoky Mountain are 5A schools, with us, East Henderson, and Tuscola being 4A. It could completely change, and there could be no combination conferences. So we're not real sure what it's going to look like. We try to plan as best we can from a non-conference standpoint and try to get things lined up. But really, at this point, it's all up in the air.
I think the only facts we do know now is that we will be a 4A school based on the new classifications.
We did get that information this week. The classifications were all sent out. Matter of fact, I saw an email probably at 1 o'clock last night from the state that had some updated corrections to the ADMs, and some people had moved up or down. We were very solidly in the 4A. So we know exactly where we're going to be from that standpoint.
So that puts us at a 4A school, kind of about right there in that mid-range, not... You said Franklin's going to be a 5. Mm-hmm. Some of those schools that we've traditionally played have a little bit more student body. If folks are listening, that ADM number is what they use.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's what they use, and they basically they start at the top, and they take the biggest 32 schools in the state, and those people are 8A. And then after that, I think it just starts working its way down, which puts us in the 4A bracket. You know, and to give some perspective, it's people like Robbinsville and Hayesville are 1A. I think Swain is 2A. You know, Smoky Mountain and Franklin, like we said, are 5A. So that's kind of how that works out.
And you start looking at those numbers, that will shape a lot of different kind of matchups that you're probably going to see, maybe haven't seen in the past, definitely to the playoffs coming up next couple years. Not sure how long the state's going to keep that program, but we know it's coming, and we will get our conference alignment hopefully in January, and then the conference schedule and other things will come out later on into next season. We'll be back with the final segment here. You're listening to the Black Bear Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Piscataire, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Piscataire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Piscataire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
1. Back here on the Coach Ricky Brindley Show for the final segment this morning. And, Coach, your first complete season as the head football coach of your school where you went to high school, Pisgah High School. Was it everything you thought it might be?
Absolutely. You know, it's can't speak highly enough of this place, and have always felt that way. Just a tremendous place. It's a tremendous community to be a part of. Very special school, special people that work there that are supporters of Pisgah High School, and I just have a great deal of loyalty to this place and certainly a lot of love.
Coach, I do want to make sure and take this time to say thank you from myself and my brother. We have thoroughly enjoyed the Saturday mornings and, of course, Friday nights, and the access that you were able to give us with Huddle to scout teams and have our stuff ready. I know he wasn't able to be here today, but we wanted to make sure and tell you a big thank you for allowing us to be a part of this program this season.
Absolutely. You guys have done a tremendous job. Can't say enough about you know, just the professionalism that you've shown, the way you've handled this, and really I think probably more than anything that stands out is just your commitment to doing it and doing it the right way.
Yeah, we look forward to hopefully being able to bring you more Pisgah football as we go in. There are some things, Coach, I know you're going to get out and watch some of your kids. You're going to get to see maybe some of your own children play some sports this winter, and then some of our football players will be hitting the basketball court and the wrestling mats, as you said, and I know you're excited to get those opportunities to see those kids succeed in those areas.
I am. It's going to be good to be able to go watch those kids play and you know, watch Landon Pope wrestle, watch Kane Bryson wrestle, and watch Jake, and hopefully get Sawyer back sometime in January, watch him play basketball, and Kenyon and Aaron, and you know, Dom Messer. We've got some really good multi-sport athletes, and to be able to see them do that, I think it's tremendous. You know, we want to be able to represent Pisgah High School, not just in football, in everything, and it doesn't matter what kind of ball we're dribbling around or throwing or anything like that. We want to win, and, you know, great to see them do that.
And, Coach, we can look forward to you spoke about it. Once those conference alignments kind of get set, we can look forward to seeing a schedule for our next season, probably springtime, March, April, that kind of area, correct?
I think it'll probably be March when we start signing contracts and stuff like that, and that's probably when it'll be able to be released.
Okay, so you look around the state, Coach, and, you know, you see some teams from our conference that are going to continue to play, and, you know, it was a testament to how well our conference was this season and what they go on in the 3A playoffs. Pisgah football comes to an end last night, and I want to thank Coach Ricky Brindley for being here with us every Saturday morning down here at the Black Bear Cafe. I want to thank Mr. Barry Cogburn and the Black Bear Cafe for hosting us every Saturday morning, the hospitality that we've received down here. It has been an honor and a blessing, folks, to bring you these coaches' shows every Saturday morning, and also to bring you Pisgah High School football on Friday night. We'll be back, Coach. It's been since August, so it's been quite a few months we've been down here. So next Saturday we'll take off for a little bit. We will be back next August, folks, to bring you Coach Ricky Brindley shows as well as Black Bear football on WPTL Radio. Everyone have a great weekend. You've been listening to Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.